Hello and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. People who smoke with children in their vehicles may have their car smoking curtailed. A Honolulu City Council bill, again up for hearing tomorrow, would prohibit anyone from lighting up if minors are also in a vehicle. With the dangers of secondhand smoke now widely known, advocacy groups, including the Hawaii Public Health Institute, are standing firmly behind the bill. Trish LaChica is the Institute's Policy and Advocacy Director. She joins us now in our studio. Welcome back.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Good morning.
When we talk about secondhand smoke, as we have for a very long time, the idea that someone doesn't have a choice in being exposed to that secondhand smoke seems to be the crux of the matter, especially when you're in an enclosed vehicle, and especially when you have children who may be considered to be sort of, you know, inferior to the adults in their preference. What is it about this timing of this bill that makes it ripe for, in your mind, passage?
Right. As you mentioned, it's well documented, the effects of secondhand smoke and its harm, especially to vulnerable populations such as children. So this bill would help to extend those protections. Already, our kids in our state already benefit from. We have smoke-free air laws in most public spaces. Unfortunately, confined spaces such as the car or home continue to be environments where secondhand smoke exposure is experienced by our children. And we already have this law in place in the counties of Hawaii, Big Island, and Kauai. And so it would expand those protections should Honolulu City and County of Honolulu pass this. It would extend the protections to this county, in which we're very in strong support of.
The protections, though, in at least Honolulu County, would mean from age 18 and under.
Correct.
That's not necessarily the case elsewhere.
Not in Kauai. In Kauai, they've passed it as 13 and under, but we believe it was added as a last-minute amendment in order to help decrease the burden on our enforcement officials. Our position is the same as, national agency, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that this policy would be for those 18 and under, as well as several other states such as California have passed this and Big Island. All children should be protected. All children's bodies are still developing up until they're 18. We know that they breathe in more, inhale more air than adults. They're more exposed to the impacts of secondhand smoke, and we want to see this passed as 18 and under.
There are some who have said through science and brain research, et cetera, that a person keeps growing into their middle 20s, but mm-hmm. we say that at 18 you're an adult. So at least for that point, you would like to see it made consistent across the state. Do you think this will help gather steam for that if it passes in Honolulu?
Yes. And, you know, when it comes to unhealthy behaviors such as smoking, the government and the state has the authority and to regulate conduct, behavioral conduct in vehicles. From a public health perspective, we have passed laws that protect those on the road. We've passed seatbelt, car seat laws, prohibiting texting while driving. Our city and county's authority is justified because it's in the best interest to protect kids who otherwise, as you mentioned, often are involuntarily exposed. It's not their choice, and it's very, very difficult for them to speak up when they are in an environment in the confined space where pollution levels, secondhand smoke levels, rise rapidly. So it's regardless of whether windows are down, the Environmental Protection Agency has said that it can go up to 10 times in a short amount of time, as much as 10 times unhealthy as what they consider clean air. So,
you bring up about having the windows down. That seems to always be the argument for those who say, well, but it's my car and I'm smoking, the windows are down, it's not going back there. But if you actually watch a car from behind and you see smoke coming out of one window, if the back windows are also open, it will flow right back into that. That seems to be demonstrable evidence that it doesn't just, go away, that's circulating and also embedding in the fabrics and other parts of the car.
Correct. Multiple studies have examined the impact of secondhand smoke in varying environments, with in ventilation, driving conditions, and with or without windows down. And the science is clear. There is no risk-free level of secondhand smoke. You can liken it to directly inhaling smoke from, you know, a car's tailpipe. There's as much toxins and carcinogenic toxins that are in the air that will be directly inhaled and deposited in children's lungs.
The same bill, though, would also change some of the definitions of what smoking is, and that would be including vaping, would it not?
Correct. As it's written, smoking is defined and includes inhaling, exhaling, burning, and carrying any lit tobacco product, and the state defines electronic smoking devices or e-cigarettes as tobacco products.
So no one should feel like, well, I'm just vaping, so it's okay.
It is not. The most recent U.S. Surgeon General's report in 2016 has concluded that secondhand smoke aerosol is not harmless. Just because they're less harmful than cigarette smoke will not make them harmless. They still contain toxins and micro. They are deposited deep in your lungs. And if we've learned from a public health perspective, if we learn anything from smoking, we do not want to wait for the well-documented harms of secondhand vape. We don't want to, be able to see our children's health impacted for the years to come or be affected by negative health consequences that could last a lifetime.
It sounds that you're very much in support of beyond a precautionary principle, but saying there's demonstrable evidence, but also maybe not in terms of vaping, but why wait to that point? This still seems to come down to whose rights will trump whose? Little kids and anybody under 18, or the adults in the car with them? What are you saying to people who are pushing back?
We have heard quite the opposition, and we are, we do expect people to raise that argument that it's intruding into their private space. But if you really look at it, cars occupy and share the road with other cars. Children ride in cars and in vehicles, and we know that parents will ultimately want to protect the health of their child. But it's not always that we see this happening. It still happens. People continue to vape or smoke in cars when there are children, whether it's their parent, whether it's their friend, or whether it's another adult. And we want to promote, clean air is the standard. We don't want to condone unhealthy behavior such as smoking, which is why we would like to see both smoking and vaping included and passed as part of this bill.
Trish Lashika, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Trish Lashika is the Policy and Advocacy Director at the Hawaii Public Health Institute. Bill 70 will be heard in the Public Health, Safety, and Welfare Committee tomorrow morning. Details are on our Facebook page, The Conversation.